Hi, my name is Allison Mead. Welcome to LAFPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights. And today I'm going to be speaking with Lauren Yee, whose play Ching Chong Chinaman will enjoy its Los Angeles premiere at the Actors Theatre Company from November 4th through the 20th. Lauren received her bachelor's degree from Yale University and is in her final year at UCSD's MFA Playwriting Program. Her numerous awards include fellowships with the Dramatists Guild and the McDowell Colony, as well as membership with the Public Theater Emerging Writers Group. Ching Chong Chinaman was a finalist for the 2008 Princess Grace Award and the winner of the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival's 2010 Paula Vogel Award and Kimu Kaua Theater's 2007 Pacific Rim Prize. Now that's a mouthful. The play has been produced at Berkeley's Impact Theater, Minneapolis's Moo Performing Arts, the New York International Fringe Festival, New York City's Pan Asian Rep, and Seattle's SIS Productions. Welcome, Lauren, and thanks for being here.
I'm so glad to be here, Allison.
Well, Ching Chong Chinaman opens with a kind of lopsided family portrait, which contrasts the very assimilated members of the Wong family against a brand new member. So I wondered if you could begin by talking a little bit about this character and how he fits into the story.
Yeah, so the opening scene of Ching Chong Chinaman, we meet the Wong family who are getting their portrait taken for their annual Christmas card, and kind of plopped into their midst is a young Chinese man named Jin Chong, whom they later call Ching Chong or Jay. And for me, that first scene is just kind of about how so much of Asian American identity and our perception in the community is visual, that for people outside of the Asian American community, Asian American and Asian might as well be the same thing, that we, the audience, visually can't tell the difference between these two different groups, and how, you know, for a lot of people, you know, for the Wong family, they view Jin Chong as a person totally foreign to who they are and totally separate from their experiences, and when actually, you know, there are other people in the community who would view, you know, the Wongs kind of as the Ching Chong Chinamen.
Okay. So that idea that you were talking about, the idea of struggling to find one's place or one's cultural identity, really emerges in many different ways in this play, most of them very irreverent and hilarious. And I wondered how you came to the conclusion that presenting this in a humorous context would perhaps make the message sharper.
Yeah, well, actually, the family in Ching Chong Chinaman started out in a very early draft as a white family. That it's this white family grappling with this Chinese man in their midst. And kind of about halfway through writing the first draft, I realized that having an Asian American family who is not able to connect with this Chinese man just seems so much more potent to me.
Are there other playwrights or other plays in recent memory that have a little bit of that absurdist flavor that inspired you here?
I think a big influence for me on this play was Christopher Durang's The Marriage of Bette and Boo. It's not an Asian American play, but it kind of features a similarly crazy and kind of fractured family.
Yeah. Well, by the end of the play, practically every racial group and every presupposition about other people has been challenged, questioned, and thrown on the scrap heap. So what are we left with when that's happened, or how can we recover in this alleged post-racial world?
Yeah, I mean, what I hope I achieve at the end of the play is just an acknowledgement that Asian American can mean so many things and come from just a lot of different places, and all of them can be valid. So that's what I hope, you know, that, I mean, I won't give it away, but kind of the discoveries about the family's identity at the end, you know, are kind of related to my own, so.
Okay. Well, that yeah, that is a, it's hard to kind of talk about a play without giving that, that ending away, but it is really important for people to come and see what actually happens toward the end of the play. So last question, just because we have a short time talking in a podcast, what are you up to next?
So now I'm working on a couple different pieces, some of them Asian American related and some of them not. Mm-hmm. After Ching Chong opens up in L.A. next weekend, I actually have a new play called A Man, His Wife, and His Hat that will open in San Francisco at Alter Theater. And then I've also been working on a new play with Moon Performing Arts.
Mm-hmm.
They're an Asian American theater company in Minneapolis. They do great work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do a piece about kind of Asian American life in Minnesota.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Well, we will look forward to that very much. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thanks for talking with me, Allison.
Well, Ching Chong Chinaman is directed by Peter Kuo and stars Julia Cho, Elizabeth Ho, Steve Hu, Ken Narasaki, Helen Ota, and Scott Takeda. It runs from November 4th through November 20th at the Actors Theater Company in West Hollywood, with performances on Friday and Saturday evenings and Sunday afternoons. And for more information about tickets, go to www.brownpapertickets.com/event/186872. For more information about LA FBI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafbi.com.